This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, you can freeze grains. You can freeze cooked rice. I mean, there's like a lot of options. Sorry, you're looking at me in horror, but you can.
No. I'm looking at you because I freeze something that I don't think you would agree with. Like, you're Italian. You would be like, jail.
Pasta?
Immediate. Yes.
Stop. Oh, well that, okay. Hey there, listeners, future callers, and cooking enthusiasts. This is Dinner SOS, the show where we help you save dinner, or whatever you're cooking. I'm Chris Morocco, food director of Bon Appetit and Epicurious. Our SOS this week comes from Megan. Megan is a senior editor at Condé Nast Traveler, another publication in the building. It means that she regularly gets to travel to some incredibly cool places. And when we first talked to her back in May...
I just got back from the north of Peru, where...
Whoa!
Yeah, it was incredible. I got to trek through the cloud forest and see ancient mummies. Like, crazy mummies. Things that are... I mean, those were hundreds of years old with hair still on them. Like, I don't know if you're trying to get creepy here, but it was incredible. And pre-Incan mummies...
I mean, they're not in a culinary context. I feel like this is like, you know, fair play.
Actually, I mean...
Oh, dear. Oh, geez.
Okay, let me just say these mummies were so well-preserved that when they found them in, like, the 90s, they still had some of the food in their stomach from when they died.
Like Ötzi the Iceman?
Yes.
While Megan is traveling, she eats well and adventurously. Think everything from street food to some of the world's best restaurants. But when she flies back into town, even if it's just for a short stint, she goes ham at the Green Market.
My eyes are gigantic. I buy every, you know, four different types of leafy greens, like, you know, trying to be my best self. And I'm trying to figure out a balance of like, okay, yes, when I come back from a trip and I want to get back into kind of eating healthier and getting back into a routine before I leave again, I want to be realistic. So I want to be able to, you know, go to a farmer's market, let's say, and be like, okay, I'm going to just start with a few basic ingredients that I know are in season, that I know I can prepare a lot of different ways, go home and be able to make a ton of different recipes that week with those things before I potentially leave again. Because it doesn't always make sense to do this huge shop, get a lot of produce that's not going to last. And I think, but I do crave that, like, cooking right when I'm back and eating stuff that's really fresh and feels healthy.
Okay, so here's the thing about cooking with vegetables. They take more time to an extent. Mm-hmm. You know, not insurmountably. But there, it takes a certain intention. And I'm curious, you know, to know what the vegetables are that really speak to you. Like, you just love eating. Mm. Like, are you, like, a summer squash gal? Are you a broccoli person? Are you looking for things that are more kind of, like, summery? Because I certainly want to, like, come up with some interesting ways to use these things and spin them in different directions. And maybe even... get like a make-ahead moment or two in there for you, if that's possible. Because that's intimidating to come home to like an empty fridge, starting from scratch kind of all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, the worst part is when I overbuy the stuff and then I think it's going to last till I'm back, you know, I leave things and it doesn't. No. And then I feel guilty and it's a whole, I think, again, when I come back from like having, you know, had every single thing my heart desires on a trip, it's like, I want the kale. I love the arugula, like spinach, anything green. I'm craving that. I love root vegetables. Like, I'm not helping you with the season, really, because I have this problem all year round.
You love root vegetables.
Like,
we're having a conversation about summer produce, and you're talking to me about root vegetables.
I'm just saying.
As far as I'm concerned,
don't
we
know.
Don't have to talk about root vegetables until October. Everybody got that? Do not mention beets until
beets.
September at the earliest.
Well, it's basically beets.
Talking to me about beets.
No, this is what I'm saying, though. I'm like, to me, beets kind of are a summer thing, like a little beet salad. I don't know. This is why.
No.
This is why I'm here.
Okay.
A golden beet is not even a summer thing?
No.
That's so summery.
No, a golden
That's summer
beet?
On a plate. Oh, my God. How do I know so little? I like to think that I know something about food.
No. I mean, this is fascinating. When I think of a summer vegetable, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, sure, leafy greens. Mm-hmm. And those are, like, great because mm-hmm. I feel like those are things you can eat raw. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, the question is, like, can you just make a dressing that's, like, super baller mm-hmm. and will hold?
Beautiful. No, I love it.
What would that world be like for you?
If I have a dressing that makes it good.
Everything raw. You got your golden beet. You got your leafy greens. You got your kale. Your seasonal summer salad.
Yeah, uh-huh.
A la Megan.
Uh-huh.
You know, then, yeah, okay. Like, we're getting somewhere.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Wow. This is cool because I feel like there's no one kind of magic bullet solution here, right? This is more about, like, how you can think more seasonally, mm-hmm. right? And take better advantage of the things you're getting from the green market. I love that, like, your first instinct when you come home is, let me go to the green market and get some golden beets so I can, like, really feel, like, at home
in every
here.
Season.
Yeah. Rachel Gerger is one of our associate food editors, and she's not someone who's willing to compromise on flavor. She's also great about setting herself up with things like pre-chopped and frozen aromatics.
Because, like, do I really want to go home? I mean, we work in food. Like, I don't want to go home and
start all over
like,
again.
I just don't want to do it. I do it all day for work. I don't want to do it at home. I want to open my fridge, and I want to have a base of aromatics and, you know, things ready to go. Like, I'll even chop scallions and keep.
So smart. Naturally, she had plenty of efficient suggestions for Megan's SOS.
These days, you have, you know, those boxes that you can order from vendors that will give you local farm produce, and you can set up a subscription base. You can manage the deliveries, how often you want it or not. So I think that's one great way. The second way is she definitely, in my opinion, needs to do and invest a little time in prepping those vegetables. So because vegetables are highly perishable, I think it will be in her benefit to process them a little bit mm-hmm. as soon as they get here. So washing, chopping, even so far as like blanching some stuff. So you have a head of broccoli, like I would recommend that she cut it in slightly bigger chunks and then you quickly, you know, shock blanch them and then put them in ice water and add them in little bags and put it away in the freezer. So when you come back from travel, like now that broccoli you can use to make a quick stir fry.
Right. Particularly you're thinking like freezer prep.
Yeah, freezer prep. And
okay.
Alliums even last a really long time not in the freezer. Like I have a tub of finely chopped garlic in my fridge at all times. Mm. And that just lasts me.
Okay. So here's your homework, Rachel. Think of, you know, two recipes max that you think you could break down. Like here's not just the recipe, but these are the steps you could break out and do in advance and like prep this thing, freeze this thing. You know, here's how you would treat it, like according to, what you're thinking here. Like, this is just for you to, like, marinate on, you know?
Right.
You can, like, pickle on this. You can stew.
Yeah.
You can stew. You can saute. You can braise. Whatever it takes, okay? We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, we'll help Megan figure out the best way to get all the greens her heart desires as soon as she's back home. Here at Dinner SOS, we love tackling your kitchen issues. But what if I told you there's a way to rescue dinner before it turns into an emergency? With expert insights from the test kitchen, cooking and entertaining tips, and a treasury of over 50,000 recipes, Bon Appetit and Epicurious are your lifelines to rescue any meal. And right now, our listeners can get 20% off an annual digital subscription including access to the user-friendly Epicurious app. Just use code SOS20 at bonappetit.com. That's SOS20 for a 20% discount on an annual digital subscription to Bon Appetit and Epicurious. Happy cooking. And don't worry, I'll still be here if your dinner plan self-destructs. Megan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
In podcast time, it's been like 5 seconds, but in like real person time, it's been several months.
We can't tell anyone that.
It's okay. They can't know. All right. We just have to pretend. I'm joined here by Rachel Gerger. So, Rachel, I don't know where your head went because, Megan, your problem is like broad. You know, what you're trying to solve for here, which is like eating healthfully, but in relatively little time, like condensing prep into perhaps like small pockets within your week or weeks, but having fresh vegetables on hand is not necessarily easy, you know, and not necessarily something you can solve with just one recipe. But I do think like there's a certain way in which, I don't know, my brain went to more of like a meal prep place, but where's your headspace at, Rachel?
I think you need to do a combination of some meal prep that helps you kind of have access to vegetables that are halfway through done. Like, I hate pre-roasted vegetables. I truly despise them because they just lose everything. It's like, I don't want to eat vegetables that were roasted 4 days ago for lunch. Like, I just, that's not my idea of a good meal.
Yeah.
I want to eat roasted vegetables when they're roasted. Mm-hmm. So my recommendation would be definitely spending maybe like one, even if you do 1 hour a week, just getting your vegetables halfway there, I think you would be in a great place to have crunchy, fresh vegetables for a recipe.
And you're saying like par roast them?
No.
No.
No, don't roast them at all.
But like prep them, like meaning like peel and chop them kind of thing?
Peel
or
and chop
depending
them.
On what it is?
Yeah, like you could marinate broccoli in like a sauce and it'll stay good for 3 to 4 days. And
raw
then
broccoli?
Raw broccoli.
Okay.
And you kind of toss them in your marinade and have them in your fridge. And
it's like the ultimate kale salad.
Oh, that sounds so good.
And then when you want to eat it, just throw it in the oven, like go take a shower. And by the time you're out, you have like delicious roasted vegetable ready.
And I think that if I have one method of meal prep, it's really to just like never do it all on one night. Thinly slice some beets, soak them in some seasoned rice vinegar, and like that is your pickle for the week.
We haven't even gotten to how I love pickles, so you're saying vinegar. I'm like, this is just...
But having one pickly element suddenly turns your humdrum, desk-tossed kale salad into a dynamic culinary vehicle for whatever you've got.
Because yeah, definitely.
You've just punched it up. You've added this layer of like, you know, kind of brightness and complexity and, you know, texture too. But back to you, Rachel, was there a recipe that you wanted to pitch to Megan that kind of encompasses some of what you're talking about, kind of embeds some amount of prep in the process? Where what are you thinking?
Not to toot my own horn, but
please toot it.
I think the red curry chicken salad is a really versatile recipe that takes maybe 30 minutes to put together. And it is something that you can use in so many different ways. You're not even cooking the chicken. Like, just be using rotisserie chicken, skin and all. And you're tossing it with some yogurt and celery, garlic. Oh, no, actually, there's no garlic in here. My bad. There's gherkins.
There could be.
there could be garlic.
And I don't have to do all that chopping we
talked
about.
Exactly. So there is red curry paste, which is bringing a lot of that flavor base, which is why there's no garlic in this. There's lime juice, honey, and onion for crunch. So you toss all of that together and you can eat it in a sandwich. You could put it over a salad. You could just eat it with lettuce cups. I think it's low lift. It's very little prep, I mean, you could even divide this prep over a couple of days. You could chop the celery and onion one day and then toss it all together the next day.
I love that because I think the idea, like even the word meal prep makes me picture someone with like 5 million Tupperwares and like 4 hours blocked off and they're just like doing everything. And that's not my reality, but that sounds super manageable.
And that was a great story you worked on that was basically like thinking broadly about how to use like a can of curry paste. Like we love this brand Maisri. It's like our test kitchen
so
go-to.
Good. It sounds great. I'm sold.
Yeah, it's a delicious one.
It's good.
Well, and that's actually something that I also will do when I'm being lazy. It's like, okay, just like boil chicken, do a very simple chicken salad or something to have it in the fridge and just sort of scoop it out when I need it. So that sounds a lot more interesting than the ones I make.
Here's what I was thinking about. I was kind of spinning out for a sec before we got going here because, like, what I was trying to say was, like, your problem is, like, very broad and, like, almost existential about, like, the way you want to eat versus, like, the constraints of your life and how they operate kind of almost against the way you want to eat, right, in terms of travel and a busy schedule. But some part of what I want to recommend to you is, like, kind of very small. Like, the pickle situation, or you could use, frankly, any vegetable and apply that treatment. So it's something that I do with red onion all the time. I'll just use seasoned rice vinegar and a pinch of salt right over it. I don't add water. I don't like make a brine. I just literally douse vegetables in seasoned rice vinegar because seasoned rice vinegar has salt, has sugar, has vinegar, but it's slightly less harsh vinegar flavor, you know, versus like right off the shelf, like red wine vinegar, let's say. So having that in the fridge, you know, where pickled onions or beets or even carrot, fennel, anything treated like that can last for weeks. And those elements really punch up all kinds of dishes, right? It makes like that, even if you do roast those vegetables and like, you know, Rachel's going to judge you for it. But like, but like, even if that's like what you've got, they'll dress them up. And here's the other thing. So it's like pickle treatment is like one kind of category of thing that I, you know, falls under the heading of meal prep, but it's like pretty low stakes.
Yeah, I think I can chop something
you can
and
do
throw
that.
It together. Yeah.
Yeah. Is a great dressing. And what I wanted to propose to you was a tahini ranch dressing that I developed. It was like maybe 6 years ago. And it's a dressing that uses a little bit of miso, tahini, a little bit of maple syrup for sweetness. This version calls for lemon, but lemon juice, you don't necessarily want to put it in a dressing that's going to sit for days. Whereas if you just use like a unseasoned rice vinegar, one for one in place of the lemon, suddenly that dressing will last for weeks. And it's also, it's like for that ranch element, it's got onion powder, garlic powder, and it's just a luscious, creamy dressing, and it's worth making a lot of it at once because, you know, you're going to use your blender, you're going to get it dirty, might as well make a couple cups worth. And so point being, you know, those leftover roasted vegetables, like lash across some of this dressing, throw your pickles on top, you're laughing.
No.
You're golden, okay?
Sounds very good.
Like, none of the flavors, so these are not, like, hugely divisive flavors that are not going to be amenable to mixing it up with like kind of whatever you have, right? Some of that rotisserie chicken, like did you sprinkle curry powder over your vegetables before roasting them that day or za'atar or baccarat or huaj or like any number of sort of combinations of spices and flavorings would work seamlessly with what I'm talking about.
It sounds great. And I also have the base of all those things. So already I'm not intimidated.
And if there's like two other things, which like these are not even like recipes, okay, but just like more like things that fit within this framework of like how do you take whatever you happen to have and turn it into a meal? Pre-toasting nuts. Like every few weeks, get a bag of almonds, throw them on a sheet tray, roast them at 300, relatively low, for 20, 30 minutes until they're actually toasted inside and out. Let them cool, throw them back in the bag, and they will be ready to go. And they will, like, their flavor and their texture will be so improved by just that one little intervention that you can do while you're working on something else. So that's one thing. And then just, like, having, like, a great piece of cheese around. Like,
oh, okay.
This is, like,
that I can do.
Not a recipe, you know? Just have some decent cheese around. It's going to instantly, as long as, like, you know, you're somebody who eats dairy, it's going to instantly upgrade like anything, whether it's raw, cooked, roasted, anything in between, like pre-crumbled feta, mm-hmm. blue cheese crumbles. I mean, it doesn't matter. Go high, go low. It's just going to make the flavors of everything around it just feel so much more dynamic.
So when you come back from traveling, I think like having a little gift for yourself in the freezer is very helpful. So yeah. What I would recommend is, and I do this because sometimes I'll go away to India for a month, like a long time. And I know that the day I come back, I'm going to have virtually nothing in my fridge and I'm going to need to eat and I don't want to order takeout. So before I leave, you know, if you have some vegetables, if you have chicken or whatever, I think you should just like make bases and keep. So you could make like a vegetable coconut soup base with yeah. coconut milk and like freeze it. So when you come back, you pull it out of the freezer and you defrost it and you have like, you could go two ways. You could have coconut soup with vegetables and you could just throw in a protein if you have like frozen chicken or shrimp. Or it could be a curry. You could add like a couple more things to it, you know, throw it over rice or noodles, and you have like a delicious, cozy meal that you prepped for like maybe a month ago, and it's ready for you.
Well, now I'm really hungry. This all sounds great. So I actually think having new approaches to what's already in my fridge is more helpful than being like, go out and get all these things and put them in your fridge, because that's the problem in the first place, right? It's like,
right.
I'm trying to finish stuff before I go. I'm coming back and trying to not buy too much before, you know, I go on the next trip at the end of the month.
So Megan left the studio and then left town for a few weeks. When we're back, we hear how her re-entry went and whether we were able to help her get the fresh and healthy return she was craving.
About your mama's kitchen.
This teeny tiny little room was where we did everything. We grew up there. We became teenagers, adults in that small space.
I'm Michelle Norris. The kitchen is usually the heartbeat of our homes. It's the place where we're nourished physically and spiritually. It's where the people we love most chased away life's furies with skillets and spatulas.
I love you. I really care about you. Those words don't come naturally. But what you can do is hand someone a corned beef sandwich that's the size of your head. And that means the same thing.
Every week, I'm serving up a new episode of this Audible original podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. They're available anywhere you listen.
Welcome back to Dinner SOS. Megan has been a super fun guest on the podcast because each time she returned to the studio, she had just come from a trip which perfectly illustrated her SOS.
That trip to Canada that I took, I did have a lot of bison. So that's my weirdest, not weird, but different latest thing.
Lean.
So, but then I came back like always and I was like, oh my God, I'm just like a piece of just red meat. That's all I am.
You just need vegetables.
Yeah.
Well, I'm dying to know, what did you end up making?
I'll reveal it this way. In all fairness, I think Rachel's idea was heftier, more creative. I really liked what she sent. Even though I ended up doing yours, because the whole problem was that I'm like kind of being lazy and coming back from these trips and being like, vegetables and the dressing and the pickled things and the nuts all went really well with coming back and just doing that like grab for leafy greens.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that I'm not going to make Rachel's like immediately. And as I was cooking, I was like, that like taste of a little chicken sounds pretty nice. Mm-hmm. But so I went one way just for that like post trip. Here's what I need in my body.
Yeah.
But it was choosing children. It was very hard.
Okay. Back up for a sec. What did you came home from mm-hmm. Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
You needed vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You made tahini ranch dressing.
Yep.
What did you put it on?
So I... When I went to the store, I got spinach and kale.
Okay.
All right.
Fresh spinach
and kale.
Fresh kale.
Yeah, just like...
Bunches,
yeah. And then, so what I made yesterday for lunch, my first round with this, was I did a bunch of spinach. I had some beets in the fridge, like just that I had already boiled before.
First move upon returning from a foreign country, cook beets. That's well, what you were thinking.
No, but this is what I do. I come back and I'm like, okay, I got home really late at night that day. But the next morning, it's like, I need to go and get some fresh things so that the first thing I eat is not like a bodega bacon, egg, and cheese, or I'm just going to feel terrible. And so I used the beets that I had boiled and cut. I used spinach. I had pickled, as one of your suggestions, the with the rice vinegar,
radishes seasoned.
Okay, no, they sent the wrong one. But I just Googled what season was, and then I added those things.
Did you?
Yeah, it's MSG salt.
Okay, well, I'm sitting here
right?
thinking, like, oh, she just used the unseasoned rice vinegar as though it were seasoned rice
I think
vinegar.
I came into this maybe giving the impression that, like, I don't know what food is at all.
Sorry.
Like,
apologies if I projected that on you.
I mean, it's like
it's just,
Google.
You came in, like, really hot. It's, like, summer, and you're at the Green Market. What do you turn to first? And I think you were, like, beets.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, I don't know why I keep mentioning
beets. Are beets that good? I mean, they're, like, fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
No, but, okay, I think the point
is that I
go to boring stuff because I come back and I'm just, like, tired and I want something healthy and I'm not sitting there being like, what about some kohlrabi? Like, I just, like, yes, I had some of those boring things that I always do, but I added the crunchy pickled in rice vinegar that I seasoned myself.
Do you do onions in there?
I didn't do onions.
What'd you do?
I did radishes and carrots.
Okay, radishes. Okay, that you were starting to say that.
Yeah.
And I interrupted.
And then did the nuts. I burnt the pecans a little, which is probably on me.
Were you at 300?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And I did the 30 minutes. And
okay.
But is your oven calibrated?
Wow.
I don't even know what that
not
is,
even.
But definitely not in my apartment. I can tell you that, given the care they put into it.
Okay, maybe 300 for 30 minutes might have been a little long for a pecan. I'm sorry.
I think the 20?
20.
Yeah. Is that 20 to 30?
Okay. Sorry.
But then I did walnuts. Those were perfect.
Okay.
I also did a lot more. Like, there were more in the bag. Those came out really nice. And the dressing was amazing.
Yeah?
I loved it.
Blend it up.
And then people had really nice suggestions in your reviews. I don't know if you've read them, but people talk about adding, like, different, like, harissa paste or other things, like, mix it up, which I also feel like that's what I was saying I need is these go-to things where when I come back, it's not like I don't have to think very hard to be like, oh, do the thing I always do, but I can change one thing and it's a little more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then after like day five of being home, I'm like, now let me make the chicken salad.
If you have a dinner emergency on your hands, write to us at dinnersos@bonappetit.com. Or leave us a voice message at 212-286-SOS1. That's 212-286-7071. We'd love to feature your question on the show. You can find the recipes mentioned on today's episode, tahini ranch dressing, and Rachel's red curry chicken salad on the Epicurious app, brought to you by Condé Nast. Just search Epicurious in the App Store and download today. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a rating and review on your podcast app of choice. And hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. I'm your host, Chris Morocco. My co-host this week is Rachel Gerger. Our producer is Michelle O'Brien. Peyton Hayes is our associate producer. Cameron Foos is our assistant producer. Jake Loomis is our studio engineer. Catherine Anderson mixed this episode. Next week, our live show from the Hot Dogs Festival in Toronto. We'll be chatting about the Toronto food scene and answering listener questions live on stage. Did you fly back on Delta by any chance?
I sure did, because I only fly Delta.
Did you see my jacket I left on the plane when I came back from Denver like months ago? It was probably just sitting right there.
You know, I wish I did. I would have grabbed it.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or any time. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking Educators at whosmarted.com.